Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Del Unser. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Torre. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Milner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Kuzman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Kuzman. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The right fielder, Gary Carter. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a line drive into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kuzman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub who is chasing the ball. Carter reaches third base with a triple. Foley goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Expos. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kingman who is chasing the ball. Parrish reaches third base with a triple. Carter scores. Bailey goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Expos. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Parrish scores. It's 4-0, Expos. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon strikes out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foot settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike 3. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0 for 1 in the game. Manguel strikes out. 2 outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foley bunts towards third. Torrey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Foote moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kuzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torrey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Parrish. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Parrish steals second. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0 for 1 in the game. Mackinnon hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Milan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Unser for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foot hits a line drive towards first. Milner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 1 in the game. McNally strikes out. Two outs. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0 for 2 in the game. Manguel hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 1 in the game. Torre hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman strikes out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bailey. Grote reaches second base with a double. Torre moves to third. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Torre scores. There goes Grote trying to get to home. Manguel throws the ball into Foot, who tags Grote, who's trying to score from second, for the out. It's 4-1, Expos. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Foley takes first base on ball 4. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Carter reaches second base with a double. Foley goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Expos. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bailey for the out. Carter moves to third. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carter scores. It's 6-1, Expos. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0 for 2 in the game. Mackinnon strikes out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Unser. Jorgensen reaches second base with a double. There goes Parrish trying to get to home. Unser throws the ball into Milan, who relays the ball to Grote, who tags Parrish, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tony Scott now playing left field. Jesualu pinch hits for Jerry Kuzman. Jesualu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 2 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 2 in the game. Milan hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Unser moves to second. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Harry Parker now pitching. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-2 in the game. McNally bunts in front of the plate. Grote fields it and throws to first for the out. Foote moves to second. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Foote moves to third. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0-for-3 in the game. Manguel takes first base on ball 4. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manguel. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Manguel steals second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Foley takes first base on ball 4. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-2 in the game. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Kingman moves to second. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Grote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kingman scores. Milner moves to second. It's 6-2, Expos. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harrelson for the out. Milner moves to third. Grote moves to second. One out. Gene Kleins pinch hits for Harry Parker. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins takes first base on ball 4. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-3 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to home to get Milner. Grote moves to third. Kleins moves to second. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-3 in the game. Milan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grote scores. Kleins scores. Unser moves to second. It's 6-4, Expos. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Unser scores. Milan moves to third. It's 6-5, Expos. Dale Murray now pitching. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Touré hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon misplays the ball. That's an error on Mackinnon. Milan scores. Staub moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Mets, 6, Expos, 6. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a line drive into center field. Manghul picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Manghul. Staub scores. Touré moves to third. Kingman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-6, Mets. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Expos 6. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Apodaca now pitching. Wayne Garrett now playing third base. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-3 in the game. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Expos 6. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Harrelson bunts towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Mackinnon covering, for the out. Grote moves to second. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grote moves to third. Woody Fryman now pitching. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-4 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Expos 6. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Foote strikes out. One out. Pat Scanlon pinch hits for Woody Fryman. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scanlon takes first base on ball 4. Jerry White pinch runs for Pat Scanlon. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Manghul hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Apodaca fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Expos 6. The Mets will come to bat. Chuck Taylor now pitching. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Milan hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a line drive towards short. Foley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Apodaca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Apodaca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Expos 6. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Gallagher now playing right field. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Grote fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Apodaca fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and Montreal Expos, 6. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.